Good morning. I want to greet all of you in Jesus' name this morning. Before we begin, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for a beautiful day. Thank you, Lord, for all the blessings that you have blessed us with. Lord, I ask that you would just come down among us this morning and just be with our time together as believers in the house of the Lord. I just pray that you would just speak to us today, and just pray that you would open our hearts to whatever it is that you want to try to show us today, and just be with us the remainder of the day. In your name I pray, amen. Well, this morning, I wasn't quite sure what to share, so I decided to share something that I've been going through in my devotions. I've been reading through the Old Testament the last several weeks, and lots of things jumped out at me. There's a lot of stuff in there. And, you know, they always think of the Israelites coming out of Egypt, and, you know, there's so many things you can learn from them, especially with, you know, one thing that kind of stood out to me is, you know, it could have taken 11 days for the Israelites to get to the Promised Land. Instead, it took almost 40 years. And because of their unbelief and just their stubbornness, and there's a lot of things I can compare in my own life with them. But one thing that is really, it has always been intrigued me is just the life of Joseph. And I shared some of this with our Bible study group when we were together. But I'm going to share some of that this morning. And it's more or less just kind of an overview of the life of Joseph. and just, we all know the story, all the different things that he went through. And just kind of a brief overview is, you know, Joseph was his father's favorite son, more or less. And, you know, at a young age, we all know his father made him a coat of many colors. And I don't know if Joseph was extremely spoiled or what, but either way, his brothers hated him. And eventually they sold him into slavery. And I can't imagine what that would be like. You know, you have, I'm sure to an extent, he kind of looked up to his brothers. And, you know, many people think he was around the age of 17 when he was sold into slavery. And can only imagine what that would be like, being hauled off to Egypt. He was bought by Potiphar. And, you know, from there, the Lord just blessed him. You know, the time he was in Potiphar's house, Potiphar eventually put him in charge of everything. Because Potiphar could see there was something different with Joseph. The Lord was with him. And, you know, things are finally, you know, it's easy to think, at least in my human mind, that, you know, Joseph finally got to this point where he's in charge, he's, you know, really looked up to, and you kind of think, you know, that's how it should be. You know, here we have this, he was very much wronged by his brothers, sold into slavery, all these different things he's going through, and eventually, you know, he works his way up to here, and you kind of think, you know what, he deserves that. Go Joseph. And then Potiphar's wife, that whole fiasco happened. And one thing that I probably know, I'm sure I've read it before, but I never really thought of it, is it wasn't just a one time. You know, Genesis 39, verse 10 says, "And it came to pass, as she spoke to Joseph day by day." I don't know how many different times Joseph's wife tempted Joseph. I mean, Potiphar's wife, excuse me. But it says in the Bible, it's day by day. And yet he refused to give in to that, and eventually he fled, left his coat, ran out, and she lied to Potiphar, and Potiphar says he was, I think it's sorely vexed or however it was, and he had Joseph cast in prison. And I don't know what Joseph's thoughts were during that time. You know, totally wrongfully accused. It's like he's starting his entire life all over again, cast into the dungeon. And I can only imagine what the king's dungeon was like. I don't think it was pleasant. I think it was probably some of the worst criminals there were, got thrown into there. And I would probably say a lot of prisoners that were thrown in there were left there for, maybe they're forgotten, I don't know. Horrible place. And yet he found favor in the keeper's sight. Eventually he's put in charge of the prison. The jail keeper saw there was something different about Joseph. And he was eventually put in charge of everything. Then we all know the story of the baker and the butler. Joseph interpreted their dreams. They were both restored. One was beheaded. The other was restored to his original position. And Joseph was kind of forgotten about until the Pharaoh has his dreams. And we all know there he appeared before the Pharaoh. He interpreted the dream. all of a sudden, it's just like overnight, he's second in command of Egypt. And just kind of looking over all this, we see all the things that Joseph went through. And yet, through that entire thing, he never lost sight of God or his focus. He never lost his focus on God. And, you know, he accepted his circumstances. He moved on with them. He didn't get angry or bitter at God. And it's just amazing to look at his life and what God was able to do through him. Joseph affected millions. He affected the entire world, so to speak, because of the fact he was able to interpret the dreams, put second in charge. I mean, millions of people were fed through the wisdom that God gave him and that God blessed him with. And I had to think how different it would be, how different the world would be if Joseph would have turned his back on God. I don't know where he would have ended up. You know, many times in his life, Joseph could have said, you know what, I've been through so much, I deserve this. And yet he stayed faithful to God, and God blessed him and worked through him in such a tremendous way that it spoke to me that my circumstances aren't even close what I might think they are sometimes, or even in respect of what Joseph went through. Things I go through aren't even close to that, and yet I can get angry, I can get bitter, and yet Joseph didn't. He stayed faithful to God, and we see what God did through him. It's an incredible, incredible story. And just a few thoughts I had is, you know, what's our response when something happens to me, no matter what it is? You know, three different things in Joseph. You know, he was sold as a slave, horrible, falsely accused, thrown into prison, finally, you know, rises in the ranks again. And I just, you know, do we let God use our circumstances for his honor and glory? Or do we focus on our circumstances and not on God? I think Joseph kept his sight on the Lord. And, you know, where is our trust? A verse I had to think of was, I know we all know it, but I'd like to read it here this morning. And that is Romans 8, verse 28. Says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. You know, that's always that's most of my life been my favorite verse. You know, no matter what happens to me, if our faith's in God, we know he's in control, we know he's in charge, and he's going to, if we allow him to, he's going to work a wonderful work through us. And to kind of close this, a few thoughts that I had that really spoke to me is, how did Joseph stay so steadfast? He was in the land of heathens. You know, the Egyptians had thousands of gods, and they were very pagan, very immoral, and yet Joseph never lost track. And I think that's a huge testament to Joseph's father, Jacob. And I just had to think, what kind of relationship did them two have, or what did Jacob, somehow Jacob taught Joseph, and Joseph never forgot it. And that really spoke to me. I have two little boys. And what am I doing? I just encouragement for all of us, especially as parents and fathers, what kind of relationship do we have with our sons? Are we instilling in them what Jacob did with Joseph? And I don't know what Jacob did, but somehow Joseph never forgot what he was taught. It was ingrained in him. And if anybody had an excuse, so to speak, to lose faith, it was Joseph, and yet he stayed steadfast. So something Jacob was doing was really worked. Now, he might have lost out on some of his other sons, but that just kind of spoke to me, and it's just a good example of how vital our relationships with our children are, because we don't know what might happen, and there are some children who just ignore it, turn their back on it, or, you know, proud or whatever else. I've been there, still am there, working through many things, and yet that bond that a father and a child have speak volumes, I think. Anyway, that was just a thought I had, and just thought I'd share it with you. Thank you.